Free Flow Power is surrendering 5 hydropower projects that would have stretched from Red Wing, Minnesota to Linksville, Wisconsin. Free Flow Power Project Development Director John Guidros says the markets are not working in their favor. People are turning their attention away from hydropower and towards natural gas since prices are down. Also, federal tax credits many hydropower companies rely on could expire. Guidros says these forces make projects economically unviable.
The value of the generation due to the boom in natural gas and low electricity prices went down. At the same time, the renewable energy tax credits are set to expire. So those are two economic disincentives that took place since we filed the preliminary permit application.
Guidros says if the markets lean more in their favor one day, they could reconsider the projects. Free Flow Power also discovered that its turbines would generate less energy on the Mississippi than they previously anticipated. Dan Bauman is a regional director with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says Mississippi River levels change so much that turbines may not turn as often as companies need them to.
You can't operate hydro without some consistency of flows, which the Mississippi River has never been able to provide. You know, it's a very dynamic flow regime down there.
Free Flow Power is still moving forward on hydropower projects on the Mississippi River in Iowa and Illinois. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.